I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Several years ago, Crossroad Bible Institute started Bible studies with imprisoned gang members in Guatemala. Eventually, that door closed, and they had to find new ways to share Christ in Guatemalan prisons. That's when they met Pastor Byron Aguilar and started Bible courses with prison guards and police instead. Crossroads International Director Cynthia Williams says the program has grown, and last month Guatemalan prison guards and police graduated from Crossroads Great Truths of the Bible course.
The attitudes change, the focus changes, they see the prisoner differently. They're coming at it from a Christ-centered view, which is, you know, just a completely different view than what society views them as.
Pray for God to use this ministry for His glory. You can also support it at missionnews.org. And World Gospel Mission has been around for over 100 years, and though their methods and strategies may have changed over time, their mission remains the same. That is the Great Commission, and they invite all believers to take part. One of the fronts they work through is media. In Haiti, the radio network Radio Lumiere shares the gospel. Paul Schingeldecker of World Gospel says Hurricane Matthew took out most of the stations in the south and devastated workers in their communities.
The need is so tremendous. I mean, you've got hundreds of thousands of people without drinking water, without food, without even a place to get out of the sun or to hide from the rain. It's just mind-boggling. And yet, we have to start someplace.
Learn what you can do in the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, The Dime That Lasted Forever, by Rachunda Padidi. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.